Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es peye perik ches, Mishnah Aleph. Eventually, not just the aniyim, but anybody, even the richest man in the world, can take lekut shekhem peye. And that's if the aniyim are finished with it. Then it becomes like totally hefker. It belongs to the aniyim, but if we see they're not looking for it anymore, it's as if they gave up hope. They were miyayish themselves from it. So we want to know, when is the time that anyone, not just the ani, has a green light to collect? The Mishnah. When is everyone, even rich people, mutarin beleket, when are they allowed to collect the leket, shikha or peya, from the field? And for the Mishnah, Mishiyelchu hana moishais. The first pshat of Batanura says, is that namoishais means the older people. They walk very slowly. They're the last group to reach the field. These are the older people that are walking with canes. By the time they're finished going through the field, we can assume no one else is coming. Another pshat says about Tanura is, lekute basa lekute. These are collectors that come after the collectors to see if the first group left anything. Once they left, it's open for everybody. The peret of oilolois. When do peret and oilolois become open for the taking? When do I say not only aniyim, but anyone can take it? And for the Mishnah, Mishayelchu aniyim bekerem, after the poor people have gone through the vineyard, checking, looking to see for oilolois or peret, v'yavayu, and then they came back and checked again a second time. Once it was checked twice, they pretty much give up hope of finding anything else. So if a rich person gets lucky and does find, he can take it. Uvezesim, when it comes to the shikha and peya from olive trees, remember there's no peret or oilolois by olives, that's only by grapes. But there is shikha and peya. When do we say that's open for everybody, even rich people? And for the Mishnah, Mishetereid Reviyashniya, when the second rainfall comes through. Now in Eretz Yisrael it rains only between Sukkos and Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, they start saying V'sein Talimot Levracha, Zayin Cheshvin. Really, they would start right after Sukkos. But you don't want it to rain on Sukkos, and you want to give a chance for the people to come home from being Oile Regel. So we give them 2 weeks to come home. Those are the people who live the furthest away. If everything is going okay, there's a first rainfall, and then there's a second rainfall on Chaf Gimel Cheshvin. So once that date comes, we say the aniyim gave up on the olives. How come over here we don't mention the old people when they get there? So the Yerushalmi says an interesting thing. Because the olives are harvested very late in the year, it's too cold for the old people to go outside. So that's why we have this shear of Mishetered Reviyashniya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree. Well, yes, you have some farmers. She'enon moiskim es zeiseyan. They won't even begin to cut off their olives. We've already mentioned beforehand, the cutting of grapes is called beitzer. The cutting of olives is called moisek. Bitzira is by grapes. Mesika is by zeisim. By tfu it's called koitzer. Actually, by te'enim, says the Batanura, by figs it's called oira. By tmarim, by dates, it's called goider. It all has to do with how it's cut. But the cutting of olives is called mesika. So Zakhtar Yehuda, Valayesha, Einam Moiskin, as they say, there are some people who don't even begin to be Moisik, as they say, to take off their olives. Only after the second rain. So how can you say by the second rain, Yeniyim give up hope already? That's when it's just starting. At least for some olive tree farmers. Ella, rather, what is the shear where we say, okay, at this point, anyone can take? Kidei she'oni yoitza, the poor person is going out to the olive grove to look for shikha or peya. V'loyei mevi barboi sares, and he can't even find enough to bring back 4 issers worth. Isser is a coin. Now the Batanura explains, 4 issers would be enough to buy 4 sudais. So assuming we have a man and his wife, in those days they ate 2 sudais a day, so he needs 4. One for him, one for his wife at night, one for him, one for his wife during the day. If it's less than that, if it can't even bring him a supper and a breakfast, they're miyayish themselves. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah asks, when is there a green light for anyone, even a rich person, to collect leket? By the way, this would also include the Bailim themselves. The owner of the fields themselves can come back and collect after this point. And the same is true for Shikha and Peya. So the Mishnah gave us a shir, Mishayelchu Hanamoishais. Remember what that means? It means when the older people that have to walk on canes, if they already got there, and they're finished, you can assume no one is looking to find any afterwards. Another pshat is it means a second group of collectors after the first one came through. At this point, we say that the Aniyim probably gave up hope, and that's the general rule. I'm sure you learned Perik Elu Metzias. Similar to an Aveda, once you give up hope, whoever gets it afterwards can keep it. In regard to Peret Noilois, when do we have a green light even for rich people, or, as explained the Balabas himself, to take? Same is true for Shikha and Peya. So he said the Shir is when one group of Aniyim comes by, and then a second group comes by. After the two groups of Aniyim came looking for whatever grapes they can take, basically the rest of the Aniyim are going to give up hope, so it's open for everybody. That's how Rashi learns. The Gra says that the Mishnah means the same group that comes in, then turns around and walks out, and they're checking on their way in and on the way out. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Gra points out a pasuk in Rus, Vatelech, Vatovoy, Vatalakit Basada. When you're looking for something, you look, you go one way, then you turn around, and you retrace your steps, perhaps, to see, did I miss anything? By olives, there is no peret. There's also no elois, but there is shikha and peya. So when do olive groves open up for everybody? Tanakama holds mishiterid revia shnia, that's the second rain. But then we assume whatever was available was taken. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, but there are some olive farmers. They don't pluck off their olives until after revia shnia, until after the second rain. So how can you tell me by then the Aniyim gave up? Rather, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the zman haheter for everybody, the green light for everyone to come and take the olives, is when an oni goes out to collect on the field, and he cannot even find zeisim with the value of 4 isarais. 4 isarais would be enough for 4 sudais. At that point, he says, you know, there's no point to keep on looking, and he's miyayish himself. We mention over here, it doesn't say the shear of the old people, because generally, when the olives are taken, it's already cold outside. The old people don't come. In the Sefer Shari Amuna, he explains that this shear that Rabbi Yehuda gives us, that if you can't find 4 isaris worth, they give up, is only for olives. Because it's difficult to go out during this season when it's cold already, they say, well, to brave the cold, and I'm not even going to get 4 isaris worth, is not worth it. But the other kinds of fruit, where it's warmer outside, they would come out even for less than 4 isaris.